Okay, welcome. Let me call the order of the August 10th, 2022 meeting of the Big Bear Airport Board of Directors. And if you will rise in front of me. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now we can sing.
Mission statement. The Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Roll call and introductions.
Members present, please signify by saying aye. Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Seifert?
Aye.
Vice President Smith? President Krupp?
Aye.
Vice President Smith is absent with cause. Also present, General Manager Ryan Goss and myself, Acting Board Secretary Patty Lopez. We welcome members of the public and any member of the community participating via Zoom.
Thank you. Approve the agenda. Any changes?
I don't have any changes at this time.
Anything from the board? Public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should wait for the president to request comments and then, if appropriate, unmute his or her phone, ask to make a comment, and wait for the president to recognize him or her. You have 3 minutes to complete those comments. Unless a longer time is granted, no speaker may allot his or her time to others. Comments on agenda items. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items, comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section of the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note that if you are addressing the board on items not on the agenda, Brown Act does not allow board discussion on such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not noticed publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request a report back, or give a very limited factual response. The comments may be placed on the agenda for further discussion. Non-agenda comments are limited to 3 minutes each with a total of 15 minutes. Are there any comments from the public? Or there? Okay, hearing none. Civil Air Patrol, I assume we have no one.
We do not.
Okay, Jack, did you want to report on Big Bear Airport Pilot Association?
Yes, the Pilot Association had a very successful aid station for the last weekend's tour to Big Bear. We had well over 25 volunteers set up and operate and prepare and help the riders as they came through, needing water and Gatorade and food and everything. So it was a very successful day, and I think we put the best foot forward we could as an association.
Thank you. Thanks to the association. Okay, consent agenda. Item 7.1, approval of draft minutes. Any changes to the minutes? Any public comment on the minutes of the board meeting Wednesday, July 13th? Any changes to the board or comments? Anyone like to? Oh, and the year-to-date financial reports. Anyone like to make a motion? Receive and file the minutes and financial reports.
I'll make a motion to.
We make a motion on this?
We do.
I think we do.
Okay. Yeah. To approval of the draft minutes 7.1A and 7.2. As printed, stated.
And so, Patty, would you like to call it?
Director Seifert moved to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of Wednesday, July 13, 2022, and to accept for filing the year to date financial reports as presented. Director Castillo seconded the motion.
I did.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any nays?
Do we have any full agenda items?
We do not.
Nope. Item 9, business matters, discussion and possible action. Manager's agenda report.
All right. As you all know, over the course of the last year or so, we've been working diligently to try to get the SRE building design, started and completed. The FAA required us to go through a conceptual design process to validate the airport's needs, which we did. And from there, we went to the final design scope. Back in 2018, we asked for a grant from the FAA, which we did receive, a $330,000 design grant, which was going to take care of all of the design work with the SRE building. In that time, we transitioned our on-call engineering firms from Mead and Hunt to a firm called WSP. We're required under FAA regulations to have on-call engineering firms for architectural and engineering, planning, and environmental. And these are all for FAA-funded projects. So when we transitioned to WSP, they basically took on the work that Mead and Hunt left off from. Essentially, when we got to the design scope of the final design scope of the SRE building, the bid came in at about $900,000, $600,000 over what the grant was given to us by the FAA. I tried every option possible, trying to use our entitlement funds that we get on an annual basis. But being that it took so much time to get where we were, I was very apprehensive about moving forward and putting the district at some type of liability for these future funds if we couldn't get funded in the get those funds reimbursed to the district. So I had, unfortunately, I stopped the progress with the project. I notified the FAA. I also notified our on-call engineering firm. But the reason why I'm bringing this to you is I wanted to do some brainstorming with you as a group to figure out what the best option for the district is, because roughly, I think in 2024, 2025, we have about an $8.5 million pavement rehabilitation project in our ACIP that's been on the books that's continually got pushed back because we've always put the SRE building at the front. And I'm not comfortable moving forward with WSP at this point because of the lack of partnership and guidance from them. So there's two ways we can do this. We've used Wes Urban multiple times when he does all our on-call engineering firms. He's the guy that writes the RFP. And so I want to talk to you guys and get some input from you about, options of just staying with who we have, WSP, and moving forward. Do we go out and talk and have Wes Urban write a new RFP for consulting firm? We currently have two more years within the current contract that we have. Okay. We're not locked into that contract. The FAA allows you to move on-call consulting firms. I'm very happy with Kaufman and Associates, who's our environmental firm. And if it wasn't for Mead and Hunt right now, we'd be lost, because they've helped us plan through this whole process right now. So I would hate to punish them, trying to find a new consultant for our on-call engineering, for our architectural and engineering firm. So I'm looking to see what you guys, you guys might have some ideas. I wanted to talk about it to you and hopefully come up with some type of resolution.
Okay, so I guess to take this apart, first of all, you want to have some discussion about what you just said, and then if we're looking at moving on, then we look at the next item. Would that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any public comment on what Brian just reported? Okay. And Mary Kay, you want to start discussion?
Do I understand that Mead and Hunt are no longer a part of this?
Mead and Hunt is our planning engineering firm. Okay.
And they are still working with us.
Yeah, they, back before 2018, Mead and Hunt took care of our architectural and engineering. They took care of our environmental, and they also took care of our planning portion. So they were our only engineering firm that took care of everything. In 2019, after our 5 years contract with them, we went back out for RFPs, and then that's when WSP was chosen for architectural engineering. Kaufman and Associates was our engineering firm, and Mead and Hunt stayed our planning consultants.
So we are still paying Mead and Hunt.
Absolutely, yeah, okay. Yeah. But the people, the ones that we need to do the work with now, which is going to be the primary engineering consultant that we currently will be using, would be our architectural and engineering people. They're the ones that would come out. They were the ones that were going to design the snow equipment removal building. They're going to be the ones that design the asphalt rehabilitation project. So they're the ones that are the primary group within the district.
So currently it's WSP?
Correct.
And they're not supporting us, obviously.
No, it's been a difficult road.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I don't see why we should go out and find somebody else. Right.
So the way I understand it, it's doubtful now that we'll ever be able to do that SRE building, because that estimate far exceeds any grant money we can. And you've already relinquished that $300,000.
Yes, second. Money.
That's what I thought. So now we're looking out in 2024 of the asphalt rehabilitation, and we need this to not happen again. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
So
yes.
So how would that have any impact on Mead and Hunt if we went out for a proposal for a new?
Well, what do? So there's two ways you could go about it. If we decided to move forward with a new, we could write an RFP, or West Urban would write an RFP. We want to stay out of it because we don't want any conflict of the scope that's being written. We would go out for a architectural and engineering firm, but it would be for a 5-year period. So essentially in 2 years, we would be doing the exact same thing over again for the environmental and the planning. So either we can go out for one and bring the next two on in the next couple years, or we can do all three at once. That's why I wanted to bring it to you guys, because that's where I'm at too.
But how does it impact Mead and Hunt? It should be inconsequential to them.
Correct? No, they'll be fine if we only go out for an engineering firm, on call
instead of all.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, because that once we sign that contract, it'll be good for at least a maximum of 5 years. So our architectural and engineering firm would be 5 years, and then in 2 years we would have to go out for environmental and planning. So we'd kind of be doing double.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I think if you're happy with their administration right now, of the on-call firms, then we can just go out. the engineering firm.
I mean,
giant rush to replace all.
No, years. I just need to make sure we get something in place by 2024. Yeah, because we're looking, you know, at roughly a $9 million project. That's how much inflation has gone up with pavement. Yes.
Do each one of these firms, are they apprised of the other?
Yes, because they have to work in conjunction with each other.
Exactly, but they all know all this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Did you have anything else?
Nope.
I'm good.
So let me.
It's confusing.
Yeah, it is to me. I'm glad I'm not alone.
Nope.
Okay. So we have different consultants doing different things. Before WSP came on board, who was doing what they're doing now?
Meet and Hunt.
Okay, so Meet and Hunt kind of had the whole nine yards.
That is correct.
They were a one-stop shop. And correct. Then we broke it down into smaller, I don't remember why. Were we unhappy with Meet and Hunt?
We had some issues with the terminal building.
Oh.
And
yes, I think it comes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it honestly, it makes it difficult when you do have three different consulting firms because you really don't know who to reach out. Environmental is environmental. That's pretty much cut and dry. But what's weird is like Mead and Hunt, when I did it's called a CADEX, where we categorically exclude something from needing a CEQA or, well, Mead and Hunt did it for me because they had previously done it. And so they had the documentation and the data. So,
okay, so they might apply to come back on board for that for the engineering as well.
That's very possible, and that decision will be up to you as the board. It won't be up to me. Wes Irvin will put an RFP out. He will solicit engineering firms. He will rate. He'll take them all. Make sure that they followed the scope that the proposal that we put out there. And then we will, like what we did last time, we'll get some people within the community, some engineers, review all the documents, score them, and then bring them to you for the final review and approval.
And that has to happen before the 2024 date.
Yes.
When do we determine? There's no consequence to terminating the contract with WSP. It could be terminated at any time.
At any time.
And we don't have anything engineering-wise going on between now and 2024. So we could terminate, save the money we're paying them.
Well, we don't pay them.
We don't pay them unless they do something.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But we would go ahead and terminate that because we're going to be going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just not really supporting us the way they should.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Well, there was a question on the 5-year versus 2-year. Given that you have the runway rebuild coming up in 24,
it won't be runway. It'll be south apron. So it'll be this apron out here.
Okay. Will there be a need for an environmental impact study or hopefully a CADEX that would not interfere with? I mean, if you look at a 2-year contract for someone to do the environmental, then it may fall in about the time we're having to look at getting the approvals for the apron.
Yeah, so we won't have to do any kind of, we won't have to exclude any of that because it's already, it's primary surface already. So we're just replacing existing. Okay. It's not like we're adding something new.
Okay. Extending Bravo all the way.
Yeah.
Right, something like that, right?
Yeah. Okay. They wanted a CADEX to be categorically excluded because we were putting a building on pavement that was paid for by the FAA.
Right. Good. Okay.
So I think I have the direction. I think, you know, there's really no vote or anything. What I'll probably do is bring something back to you in the next few meetings where we can approve some kind of a deal with Wes Urban and Associates to help us navigate through this.
Okay, so you don't need anything on 9.1A.
I don't believe so. I think I got consensus from you that I know what needs to happen.
Does this mean that this terminal can't start?
Has nothing to do with the terminal.
Nothing. Okay, nope. That's what I need to know.
Nope.
Okay. But just a thought, not particularly for discussion, but just a thought. $9 million, the FAA pays 90%. That's, and if the state kicks in another five, that's still a pretty big budget item that we're going to think about in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Item 10, manager's report. That's on day 15.
All right. All right. On some of you know, on July 26th, we had a gentleman called the airport in distress while he was hiking the PCT. He and his horse and his mule were hiking the PCT and a storm rolled through, which was on one of those Mondays, and his mule spooked and took off. Oh. And his entire life was on that mule. Everything he owned, with large sums of cash, he was doing it for a while. So he called here looking for a helicopter ride, trying to figure out where his mule was. And his girlfriend wired him enough money to give him 30 minutes worth of flying time. And so I felt that it was only prudent of us to help him find his mule. So we paid for another 30 minutes, got him out there. They spent a little bit of time. They didn't find him from the helicopter, but they were able to find him the next day, fairly close to where he was, bedded down with all his equipment. And the mule drank like 10 gallons of water, but they were able to get him out of there. And so it was a good little story. It helped, you know, help him, helped me. And so it was good.
Oh, that's cool.
So as of August 8th, which was 2 days ago, the final construction documents and plans are being delivered to the county and for review and comments. The submission of these plans will get us one step, get the airport closer to our demolition and construction permits. So I just had a phone interview, but a phone conference with John this morning. We're finalizing a few documents that we were waiting on CSD, the Community Service District. We got those off and we got those. The rest of the documents should be at the county now. In relation to the temporary buildings, those documents should be going to the Riverside Housing and Community Department of Housing and Community Development within the week. We finalized all the documents with them, and we're hoping to get them to come to the airport to do a final inspection of the building so they can issue our insignias, which will then allow us to go to the county and start the process with finally getting a permit, a green tag, so we can get our utilities in. My hopes are to get to the utilities in before we get any kind of weather. The maintenance guys have been in there cleaning things up, patching drywall, putting ceiling tiles in, getting things all in order. We have a contractor that's going to come and do some paint work on it. We've been doing some patching on the outside. So we're trying to do as much as we can so we can move in when we have the opportunity. And on July 31st, I attended the Big Bear Chamber of Commerce fundraiser, Cheeseburgers in Paradise, on behalf of the airport. We had over 200 attendees, and we had a Jimmy Buffett tribute band, which was held at the Elks Lodge, and it was a good turnout. Great music, it was decent food, and it was a good time. So, any questions?
No public comment on it.
No questions. Thank you.
Rick?
No.
Good.
Good.
Okay.
So just one question, that the being kind of on time for this and everything coming together, do you have an idea when you would be moving everybody into the town?
So my hope is, if everything aligns for me, my hope is that we start demo on this building in April or May of 23. That's my hope. If we don't get a lot of weather this winter, I don't have a problem with putting the utilities in then. I've spoken to all the utility companies. It doesn't seem like we're going to have a problem. I got to get everybody within the county and the state on the same page so we can move forward, because that's where we're getting held up.
And then April and May, what is Knight's timeline for actually constructing the building?
The construction should take about 400 days, which includes the demolition.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Sometime in 24. Okay.
What I'm trying to get the county to understand, that the temporary buildings are just that. But unfortunately, they're making me jump through the hoops like we're going to be leaving them there for 50 years. So I've really tried to educate them that it is literally temporary. We just need a place to conduct business while we're doing this. Go ahead.
Well, no, I just said, but all the things that we're doing makes them a better commodity at some point in the future.
Correct. Sell, right? Yep. So I already have them actively for sale. And we have,
already?
We've used them yet.
Here, we'll have, these will be available in 2 years.
Well, there's a church that's could be interested in them.
Okay.
And once we get these insignias, these placards that go onto these trailers will be able to go anywhere within the state and not have any problems ever again. So we're taking the brunt of the process, but it will increase the value to the buildings exponentially.
And we got these buildings at no cost, right? Except
correct.
For the transportation to get them.
$1.
Yep.
Pardon me.
That'll help for the $900,000 for the payback.
Yeah.
Well, have you established some kind of a price for these yet?
Nope, not yet. But we just let people know, and the church said that they would be very interested in it. So I would at least like to recoup the cost that we have into it.
Yeah.
If I could break even, that's a win-win. So
turned on purpose and didn't cost us anything.
Yeah. We could have a bidding war.
We have an auction.
Or an auction.
You can get up there with a thing.
Okay. For another day. Where are we? Director's comments. Mary Kay?
I have nothing else to say. I finally understood what Brian's trying to put together here. It's a nightmare.
That's what keeps him up at night.
Literally, a lot of things keep him up.
And yeah. But the good thing is, it doesn't keep us up.
It's all in it.
Rick?
No, good meeting. Thank you, public, for being here. ED for being here. And everybody online. Good meeting, Jack.
Jack's up there.
Back in Madden.
See? Same thing. Thanks for being here. Good to see you, ET. Jack, heard you guys had a great time up there at Onyx Summit. Supporting the cyclists. About it. Did you guys see me come through on the 100-mile ride?
You're a flash.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Hey, good to see you, ET.
Thank
you. Like I say, let's Ryan keeps the airport running smoothly with his great staff, and we all very much appreciate that. It does keep us up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So with that, Our next meeting date is Wednesday, September 14th, 2022 at 4 p.m. Regular Board of Directors meeting. That'll be here along with, and this is working out really well.
Yeah, sounds good too.
Yep.
Okay, item 12, that is adjournment at 4:31-ish.
Thank you, Wes. Staff.